السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today our lesson is regarding the winds, lightning, thunder, rain. We know that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is in control of everything in the entire universe. And Almighty Allah sent Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the only Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy to every creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So let us see what the Ahadith teaches us when we have weather that which we don't really, we find that weather climate to be unfavorable. So what did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us? An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu states, Anna rajulan لأن الريح عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The wind was blowing and one person cursed the wind in the presence of Mustafa Habibuna صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Master عليه السلام said, لا تلأنوا الريح. Do not curse the ريح and the wind. فإنها معمورة. It is commanded. So everything is under the command of Almighty Allah. No leaf can move without the command of Allah. No drop of rain can fall, remember, except with the command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So all this is with the command of Allah. And وَأَنَّهُ مَنْ لَأَنَا شَيْءٍ, whosoever curses something, لَيْسَ لَهُ بِأَهْلٍ, and the person is not deserving of it, or that creation is not deserving of it, رَجَعَتِ اللَّعْنَةُ عَلَيْهِ, then that lana and comes back to the person who uttered it. رَوَاهُ Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has mentioned this. Let us see that what Nabi alayhi salatu salam would read when the wind was blowing. So kana idha ra'a ghayman aw rihan urifa fi wajhihi. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, when the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw clouds or he saw the wind, this could be recognized on the Mubarak countenance and face of Nabi alayhi salam, is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, that the wind or the rain must not be destructive, it must be constructive and beneficial. So that is why Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so concerned. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha states, when the wind would blow, call, Nabi alayhi salam would read the following dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha. O beloved Allah, I ask of you the best of this wind and the best of what is inside this wind, wa khayra ma ursilat bi, and the best with what this wind has been sent with, wa a'udhu bika min sharriha, and I send to and I seek your protection, O Allah, min sharriha, from the evil of this wind, wa sharri ma fiha, the evil with what is in it, wa sharri ma ursilat bihi, and the evil with what it is sent. The hadith also mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. So let us learn this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa khayra ma ursilat bihi wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha wa sharri ma ursilat bihi. Similarly, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, الريح من روح الله, that this wind, it comes with the mercy of Allah, it is from the mercy of Almighty Allah. تأتي بالرحمة وبالعذاب, it brings the mercy of Allah and sometimes occasionally brings the punishment. فلا تسبوها, never swear it, never curse it, abuse it. وصلوا الله من خيرها, so ask Allah for خير and goodness. وأوذوا به من شرها, and seek the protection of Allah from the evil of it. Imam Shafi'i has mentioned this in his Musnad, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, all have mentioned it. So always ask Allah for khair, for khair, for goodness. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the wind was blowing, then the Master alayhi salam would say, Allahumma aj'alha rahmatan wa la taj'alha adhaban. O Almighty Allah, make it a mercy, do not make it a punishment. Make it a mercy, Ya Allah. Do not make it a punishment and chastisement. Allahumma jala riyahan wa la tajala rihan. O Almighty Allah, make it such that this wind is beneficial, productive. Wa la tajala rihan. Don't make it a destructive wind, Ya Allah. Al-Imam Shafi'i and Bayhaqi have mentioned this in their respective compilations. Likewise, when the rain came, then Nabi alayhi salam would say, Allahumma suqya nafiya, Allahumma sayyiban nafiya, Allahumma suqya nafiya. So all this you will find in the Abu Dawood, Ibn Nasai, Ibn Majah, and so forth. So both du'as you can read there. And when there is lightning, and when there is thunder, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the following dua mentioned in Tirmidhi and Musnad Ahmad. When the lightning and thunder came, Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik, O Almighty Allah, do not kill us with your wrath and anger, meaning there must not be damage to life and to animals and people and so forth. Wa la tuhlikna bi adabik, do not destroy us, Ya Allah, with your punishment and chastisement. Wa afina qabla dhalik, and O Allah, you grant us afia, safety, comfort before that, Ya Allah. So this Rawahu Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has mentioned this. So in these cases here, yeah, remember, we know about the acute shortage of rain and water. So what should we do, O Muslim, O person, O Muslimah? Read Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Go into sajda and salat, nafil salat, voluntary salat, tahajjud time, other time, and cry to Almighty Allah, Allah, send your rain upon us. Make abundant istighfar. Cry to Allah, Ya Allah, we are involved in so many vices and sins. We know that the movies, boyfriend, girlfriend, gay business, so many haram things going on. So remember, beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And in that way there, Almighty Allah will send the rain. As mentioned in Surah Nuh, Surah 71, verses 9, 10, 11, Allah Ta'ala speaks about Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's story and an incident with his people. And then he commanded them, make istighfar. Beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Innahu kana ghaffara. Allah Jalla wa Ala is of forgiving, very forgiving. Yursili sama alaykum midrara. Allah will send the rain for you. And remember, wa yumdidukum bi amwali wa baneen. And Almighty Allah will increase your wealth. Allah will increase your children. So these are the worldly benefits. And in the year after, Allah will give you the Jannat and the Paradise and the rivulets of Jannah. Similarly, always ask Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya. Ya Allah, we ask of you forgiveness. Ya Allah, we ask of you safety and comfort, Ya Allah. The hadith in Ibn Majah. So every one of us, and more so we are in Cape Town, then we should give out charity daily, 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, whatever we can afford, even some food stuff, and ask Allah, Ya Allah, envelope us with your mercy, Ya Allah. الذي ينزل الغيث من بعد ما قنطوا. Allah sends the rain after people became disillusioned, disappointed, losing hope. وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ, and then Almighty Allah scatters His mercy. So اللَّهُمَّ انْشُرْ رَحْمَتَكُ, O Allah, scatter Your mercy upon us, Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.